Welcome to Learning English from the Voice of America. I'm Katie Weaver. Our 30-minute program is designed for people learning English. Today, we have reports from Anna Mateo, Pete Musto, and Jonathan Evans. Later, Alice Bryant brings us Ask a Teacher. And we close the show with The American Story, After 20 Years, by O. Henry. But first, this colorful report from Mario Ritter and me. How can you command attention with so many colorful images around the world? Some activists have learned that they can gain popularity by connecting their movements to a color like yellow, red, blue, or green. This month, French demonstrators wore yellow vests to block highways from Provence to Normandy. They rioted in Paris and left French President Emmanuel Macron struggling to meet their demands. All French drivers must carry a yellow vest in their cars in case they have car trouble. The drivers launched their protest against a proposed increase in fuel taxes wearing the vests. To the protesters, the vests represent a troublesome government demand. So they used the vests to express their anger over high taxes and other financial difficulties. The vests can be seen easily at night and at roadblocks around France. But they also made protesters easy targets for police during the riots.
Across the Atlantic, demonstrators wore green handkerchiefs in the streets of some Argentine cities last August. They were calling for women to have the right to end their pregnancies as they choose. The protests in the homeland of Pope Francis started as lawmakers in the Senate voted against a bill that would have permitted abortion in the first 14 weeks of pregnancy. If approved, the bill would have made Argentina only the fourth Latin American country to legalize abortion, after Cuba, Uruguay, and Guyana. Women's groups across Latin America have said they will keep fighting for a right to abortion.
In 2014, the yellow color was connected with pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong. They became known as the Umbrella Movement. The protesters used umbrellas as protection from pepper spray and tear gas. They wore yellow pieces of cloth and hung a yellow banner overlooking the city from Lion Rock to demand full voting rights. The yellow color was borrowed from another of Asia's pro-democracy protests in the 1980s. At that time, Filipinos wore yellow in an effort to drive out the country's dictator, Ferdinand Marcos.
In Iran, supporters of reformer Mir Hossein Mousavi wore green to support his campaign against then-President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and the country's clergy in 2009. Green is a good color in Islamic tradition. Some link it to nature. Iranian poet Iqbal Mansurian told a crowd at a demonstration, "Make our lives green again, make it rain again. Make us hope again. Security forces finally crushed the demonstrations. The violence ended with at least 80 people killed and 2,500 arrested. Many others were tortured in prison.
Buddhist clergy led protests against Myanmar's military government in 2007. The dark brown color of their clothes gave the movement its name, the Saffron Revolution. The protests started as the government raised fuel prices. They soon turned into a call for democracy. The Buddhist monks even visited the home of opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who was under house arrest at the time. On September 24th, over 100,000 Buddhist monks marched in Rangoon as demonstrations took place throughout Myanmar, also known as Burma. The military's violent response led to worldwide condemnation. Under international pressure, the military slowly approved a new constitution and held democratic elections. In 2015, Aung San Suu Kyi's opposition party won the majority of seats in national elections to take control of the government.
In neighboring Thailand, activists wore red shirts or yellow shirts to signal which of two opposing political groups they supported. Yellow is the color connected with the late King Bhumibol Adulyadet of Thailand. On the 60th anniversary of the king's rule, opponents of former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat wore yellow, calling for his removal from office. In September 2006, Thailand's military ousted Thaksin from office, saying he had abused his power. Thaksin's supporters reacted by wearing red shirts. In Thailand, red is one of the colors of the national flag, representing the nation. The other colors are white for religion and blue for the monarchy.
Orange was the campaign color of Ukraine's pro-Western presidential candidate, Viktor Yushchenko, in 2004. His supporters protested the victory of his pro-Russia opponent and took to the streets in what was called the Orange Revolution. After huge street demonstrations, officials ordered a new election that Yushchenko won. Russia blamed Western countries for supporting the protests. Political disputes ended Yushchenko's presidency in 2010 and led to the ongoing conflict between Ukraine and Russia.
The words blue states and red states gained new attention during the disputed 2000 U.S. presidential election. American television networks used the colors of red and blue from the U.S. flag to identify the states voting for Texas Governor George W. Bush or Vice President Al Gore. The color red came to represent Republicans, and blue, Democrats. The division between red states and blue states has expanded to clothing. Politicians and supporters from the two parties often avoid wearing colors connected to their opponents.
Baby shark. Mom. In the words of comedian James Corden, every so often, a song comes along that defines a generation. The late-night television host, carpool karaoke king, and father of three young children was talking about the children's song, Baby Shark. Maybe you have not heard the song, but that seems impossible. In 2015, a South Korean educational content maker, Pink Fong, released its first Baby Shark video. Later, it broke the internet with a version that mixed animation and two lovable human kids. The video shows them dancing to the story of a shark family, K-pop style. The video has more than 2 billion views on YouTube. A group called Super Simple also has well-loved versions of the song. And YouTube provides a huge number of other Baby Shark offerings to choose from.
And then came hashtag Baby Shark Challenge. People began to record themselves performing the song and dance, and posting the recordings on social media. Now, stores are selling Baby Shark children's clothing, books, and toys. Our toddler's shark video addiction is a huge issue in our household, said Columbus, Ohio mom, Kitty French. She said the song was cute at first, but now has become an earworm that the adults have tired of. Not all adults feel that way. Many are continuing to post Baby Shark-linked videos of themselves and their children. In one, a little girl urges the electronic assistant Alexa to play her favorite shark song. The girl becomes upset by the smart device's not-so-smart lack of understanding. In another video, a family in the U.S. state of Texas has designed its Christmas lights to go on and off with the beat of the Baby Shark music.
Some parents of special needs kids think Baby Shark is more than fun. They argue it has helped their young ones. Holly Anderson of the U.S. state of Utah is a mother of four. Her three-year-old son has autism, a disorder that can affect social skills, speech, and other areas. His therapist uses children's songs on YouTube, including Baby Shark, to help patients. Anderson said her son has a very difficult time staying still, even for a moment, and usually spends his time running around in therapy. But she said the Baby Shark song and video helps her son calm down. Bob Cunningham is an educator and advisor for the nonprofit Understood.org. The organization supports parents of kids with learning and attention issues. He praised Baby Shark as catchy and colorful. He added, both the music and the animation are predictable, with repeated words, phrases, colors, and movements. The combinations can capture and keep children's attention, even for children who have trouble paying attention, Cunningham said. The song and video also occupy most of the senses at the same time, and combine language with music and movement. This combination can appeal to kids who struggle with any of those things individually. For example, the movement can support less developed language, and the music can offer support when movements are difficult, he said.
Corden, host of The Late Late Show with James Corden, is not the only star to get involved with the Baby Shark craze. He invited Sophie Turner, Josh Groban, and a choir to perform the song on his show. TV entertainer Ellen DeGeneres also used the song on her show. In addition to being famous, Baby Shark sells. A Montreal-based company, Wowee, has a Pinkfong license for North America to sell the shark family in soft toys. The toys sing when pressed in the middle. The online marketplace Amazon took orders for the toys with a guarantee that they would arrive by Christmas. Huawei's chief technology officer, Davin Soufer, said they sold out in less than 3 days. Each toy costs less than $20. Soufer would not say how many were sold. Many of the buyers, however, are now reselling the toys for more than $100 each on Amazon. The privately held Huawei was already in talks with Pinkfong as far back as nearly a year ago when Baby Shark truly exploded, said Soufer. The businessman has 3 kids of his own. Last summer, his 9-year-old daughter came home from camp singing the song before she knew his involvement. He said of the song, "You hear it once or twice, and you hear yourself singing, do-do-do-do-do-do. I could see maybe parents getting a little tired of it, but kids aren't." I'm Pete Musto.
And I'm Anna Mateo.
Let's go.
Virgin Galactic says its spacecraft, designed to launch tourists into space, completed an important test flight on Thursday. The rocket ship, called Spaceship 2 VSS Unity, climbed more than 82 kilometers during the flight above California's Mojave Desert. Virgin Galactic said, "By reaching this height, the spacecraft has reached the boundary of space for the first time." The 80-kilometer space boundary is used by the U.S. Air Force and other U.S. agencies. That differs from a long-held view that the boundary is reached at 100 kilometers. Virgin Galactic officials say recent research favors the lower number. At the start of the flight, a special plane carrying the VSS Unity climbed to nearly 13,700 meters before releasing the spaceship. The VSS Unity then fired up its rocket engine and quickly traveled up and out of sight from a group of watchers on the ground. The spacecraft was piloted by Mark Stuckey and former NASA astronaut Frederick C.J. Sterkow. During the flight, the two men were able to experience weightlessness and see the curvature of the planet, the company said. The spaceship re-entered the atmosphere at 2.5 times the speed of sound and landed safely a few minutes later. In addition to the pilots, the spaceship carried 4 NASA research payloads and a mannequin named Annie. Virgin Galactic's chief, British billionaire Richard Branson, watched the flight from the ground. "Today we have shown Virgin Galactic can open space to the world," he said. Branson met the pilots after the flight and declared, "Space is virgin territory." I'm Jonathan Evans.
In English, we have a saying that goes, "Use it or lose it." It means that if you do not continue to use a skill, you might lose the ability to do so. We can say this about language learning, including learning new words. If you do not use the new words often,
you might forget them. Our reader, Benin, has a question today. Here it is.
Hi. How can I improve my vocabulary?
Hello, Benin. Great question. The answer will help many English learners. Here are four things you can do. Read a lot. Look for news stories, websites, magazines, and books on subjects that you enjoy. While reading, try to guess the meanings of new words from their context. Then, you can check the meanings in a paper dictionary or online. If there are television shows or films that you love in English, watch them with English subtitles to learn new words and hear how we say them. But don't just read, write. A great way to practice what you read is to write about it. For example, if you read a web story about the best fitness apps of 2018, write about it. Another thing you can write about is what you did today. If you spent time with a friend or family member, went to an event, had a delicious meal, or did something else, write about it. Here's another great technique. When you learn a new word, learn its other forms. For example, the word sleepy is an adjective, but it has noun, verb, and adverb forms. You can make a word form chart in a notebook or wireless device and write a sentence example for each form. Another powerful memory tool is word association, using your imagination to create mental images linked to new words. For example, when I say tasty, what food image do you see in your mind? Keep that food image in your mind and always mentally connect it to the word tasty. Then, the next time you try to remember the word tasty, the mental image will appear. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Alice Bryant.
After 20 years, the cop moved along the street looking strong and important. This was the way he always moved. He was not thinking of how he looked. There were few people on the street to see him. It was only about 10 at night, but it was cold, and there was a wind with a little rain in it. He stopped at doors as he walked along, trying each door to be sure that it was closed for the night. Now and then he turned and looked up and down the street. He was a fine-looking cop, watchful, guarding the peace. People in this part of the city went home early. Now and then you might see the lights of a shop or a small restaurant, but most of the doors belonged to business places that had been closed hours ago. Then the cop suddenly slowed his walk. Near the door of a darkened shop, a man was standing. As the cop walked toward him, the man spoke quickly. "It's all right, officer," he said. "I'm waiting for a friend. 20 years ago, we agreed to meet here tonight. Hey, it sounds strange to you, doesn't it? I'll explain if you want to be sure that everything's all right. About 20 years ago, there was a restaurant here where this shop stands, Big Joe Brady's Restaurant. It was here until 5 years ago," said the cop. The man near the door had a colorless, square face with bright eyes and a little white mark near his right eye. He had a large jewel in his necktie. 20 years ago tonight," said the man, "I had dinner here with Jimmy Wells. He was my best friend and the best fellow in the world. He and I grew up together here in New York, like two brothers. I was 18 and Jimmy was 20. The next morning, I was to start for the West. I was going to find a job and make a great success. You couldn't have pulled Jimmy out of New York. He thought it was the only place on earth. We agreed that night that we would meet here again in 20 years. We thought that in 20 years we would know what kind of men we were and what future waited for us. It sounds interesting, said the cop. A long time between meetings, it seems to me. Have you heard from your friends since you went west? Yes, for a time we did write to each other, said the man. But after a year or two, we stopped. The west is big. I moved around everywhere, and I move quickly. But I know that Jimmy will meet me here if he can. He was as true as any man in the world. He'll never forget. I came 1,000 miles to stand here tonight, but I'll be glad about that if my old friend comes too. The man waiting took out a fine watch covered with small jewels. 3 minutes before 10, he said. It was 10 that night when we said goodbye here at the restaurant door. You were successful in the West, weren't you? Asked the cop. I surely was. I hope Jimmy has done half as well. He was a slow mover. I've had to fight for my success. In New York, a man doesn't change much. In the West, you learn how to fight for what you get. The cop took a step or two. I'll go on my way, he said. I hope your friend comes all right. If he isn't here at 10, are you going to leave? I am not, said the other. I'll wait 30 minutes at least. If Jimmy is alive on this earth, he'll be here by that time. Good night, officer. Good night, said the cop and walked away, trying doors as he went. There was now a cold rain falling and the wind was stronger. The few people walking along that street were hurrying, trying to keep warm. At the door of the shop stood the man who had come 1,000 miles to meet a friend. Such a meeting could not be certain, but he waited. About 20 minutes he waited. And then a tall man in a long coat came hurrying across the street. He went directly to the waiting man.
Is that you, Bob?
He asked doubtfully.
Is that you, Jimmy Wells? Cried the man at the door.
The new man took the other man's hand in his.
It's Bob! It surely is! I was certain I would find you here if you were still alive. 20 years is a long time. The old restaurant is gone, Bob. I wish it were here, so that we could have another dinner in it. Has the West been good to you?
They gave me everything I asked for. You've changed, Jimmy. I never thought you were so tall.
Oh, I grew a little after I was 20.
Are you doing well in New York, Jimmy?
Well enough. I work for the city. Come on, Bob. We'll go to a place I know and have a good long talk about old times.
The two men started along the street arm in arm. The man from the West was beginning to tell the story of his life. The other, with his coat up to his ears, listened with interest. At the corner stood a shop bright with electric lights. When they came near, each turned to look at the other's face. The man from the West stopped suddenly and pulled his arm away.
You're not Jimmy Wells, he said. 20 years is a long time, but not long enough to change the shape of a man's nose. It sometimes changes a good man into a bad one, said the tall man. You've been under arrest for 10 minutes, Bob. Chicago cops thought you might be coming to New York. They told us to watch for you. Are you coming with me quietly? That's wise. But first, here's something I was asked to give you. You may read it here at the window. It's from a cop named Wells.
The man from the West opened the little piece of paper. His hand began to shake a little as he read.
Bob, I was at the place on time. I saw the face of the man wanted by Chicago cops. I didn't want to arrest you myself. So I went and got another cop and sent him to do the job. Jimmy.
That's our show for today. For VOA Learning English, I'm Katie Weaver. Thanks for listening.
This is VOA.